ahorita.
Hey, Chief.
How are you doing?
Good. Did you happen to see your emails, the back and forth on the investment policy?
Yeah. Steve, I just saw Steve just responded and said it didn't need to be advertised.
Yeah, I forgot. It's ordinances that need to be advertised. Resolutions right. Do not.
I actually have it ready to be pulled up here. So,
okay. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with, Charles, and that's why I wanted to get on line with you. If there's a good way to at least have the board pretend to read through it, then we can adopt it tonight.
Yeah. That was my thought with getting it. I guess it's not going to let me do that. I figured if I can. Let me see here once.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to get it so that it's all one screen here.
Oh.
Here we go.
Go up to the top. Yeah.
There we go.
That's it. Or I think you could have found it under view. Try Zoom. Actual size.
There you go. I can do that to all of them here then.
Two questions before we get started.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Back in the day, I remember there was always some budget reallocation that we have to do at the end of the year.
No, we stopped doing that.
Okay.
3 years ago. That was a John Holman carryover thing that
Bill Kahn used to do it at Spring Garden too.
Yeah, the last year that Mr. Shank was on the commission, that came up, and he said, "No, we don't need to do that. That was just a that was a carryover from John Holman."
Okay, and I noticed that we've got 96% of our revenue, but only 91% of our expenses. Are you going to have a mad rush to, there it is, spend money the end of the year?
No.
But I'm just looking,
part of the reason for that falls to salaries.
Well, I'm just going from the bottom up. Volunteer retention, you got 43 grand to spend. Training development, you got 21 grand to spend. Contract services, you got 20 grand to spend in the next 2 weeks.
The only thing that we don't have that should be a sizable invoice yet is we're awaiting invoices from Pat and VJ relative to contract negotiations.
Okay.
We haven't been billed by VJ for any work yet.
And do you kind of pick at those guys to get it in the right fiscal year?
Yeah, I not only picked at VJ last week and told him that he needed to get us his invoice, but I also told him that he needed to keep it under $12,000 or if he won't.
Why'd you say 12? Why did you say 9?
I should have probably hit lower.
And are you having trouble keeping track of your flags? I noticed that had a little inventory shrinkage. You ordered 5. Where is that line? No, I lost it. I should have highlighted it.
Our flags.
Yeah, the offer flags. Looks like you ordered 5. One for station 89.1, one for 89.5, and 2 for stock.
I tell you the problem with those things are.
Well, you ordered 5 and you allocated 4.
Yeah. We that must be a misprint. We should have had you.
Yeah. It's always a misprint.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's got to be. But anyway, those flags don't hold up. Those custom-made flags.
Yeah. Are they printed or sewn?
No, they're printed. Those things, they fade.
There it is.
They're a lot thinner than the they're an awful lot thinner than the your standard American flag.
Page 12 of 18 on the check detail. American Flag Shop. 5 you offered flags, 1 for station 89.5, 1 for station 81, 89.1, and 2 for stock.
Yeah.
So where's the other one?
Well, I can't tell you.
$280 a piece? They should last longer than that.
We generally get about half a year out of them.
Do you leave them up all night or take them down at
noon? No, the flags at those stations are lit, so they stay up 24/7. So. Hey, Steve didn't do bad with that that resolution because he just emailed me asking for the information at about 4:15.
Oh, those lawyers, they have a template. They just, it's a whereas template.
You saw the email from him the other day regarding WellSpan?
Yeah, that's helpful information, but I was confused that Dan was asking us what's next, because that's kind of a Spring Garden thing.
Right? Was he asking us, or were we just included in the email to everybody else?
Well, it was only you, me, or
Marcy was in that, right?
Yes, Marcy was. Yeah. You are correct.
They had some difficulty last week proving their budget. I don't know if you might have heard about that. Yeah. They advertised. They approved it for advertisement in November, But then last month or last week, they decided it wasn't approved. So they're back to the drawing board between now and the end of the year to get a budget. But Steve said since they already took action on ours in November, that doesn't affect our approval. So we're safe.
I trust his legal opinion, but that's not what I would have said.
Well, I think because they didn't take – they approve ours by resolution, and they didn't take action to undo that resolution. So I think that's
– okay.
I'm like you. I'm banking on his legal opinion.
Yeah, it's still – it's not a budget till it's an adopted budget.
Yeah. So
it's not binding. Dan, are you having computer trouble?
Looks like he's on the phone.
Well, but then it says it's connecting by audio. I thought he was trying to call in. So I saw you helped the city on a large row home fire.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, and I looked for it, and there was no mention of it in the paper at all.
Really?
Not that I could find. I did find the Old Orchard fire on the paper.
Yeah. The city fire took out, I think it was a total of 4 row homes.
Well, York paper websites are so annoying. I'm not a subscriber.
I even stopped subscribing.
Well, and it's so much clickbait.
You're right.
It's almost impossible to read an article without distraction. And you got you and Lori got my reply on the strategic planning committee.
I'm sorry, I was.
No, you got my reply on the strategic.
Yes, planning. Yes, we did. Thank you.
Did it make sense?
What yes. I'm
trying not to do.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about that before. That neither of us should be
correct
in the discussion. All right. I have Mr. Gwilt who's the alternate from Spring Garden. He's having trouble with the link, so he tried calling my phone. I can call him back and leave him on my phone for the meeting. If that works for everybody.
Gosh. Lisa, is that something you can help with?
Lisa's not in yet.
It might be easier for him just calling the phone, Chief. He can't do Zoom.
Well, he was trying to call in on the phone. He said the number wasn't working.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on here once. Let me see if I can get him on the phone.
Oh, I don't understand the problem. Is it login and password? Is there a login and password you have? Or no?
I think.
Oh, see, that's he doesn't get that.
Mr. Gwilt, this is Chief Huff. No, we're virtual. You can dial into it if you want to on your cell phone. I'll tell you what, how about if I give you the number?
Charles, I talked to the chief and he has a plan, so we're good for tonight.
Do you need me to do anything?
No, I mean, I'll give it to you to present, but it's basically if the
You can dial in using
chief has a plan to
642-646.
and it is everything. It's just a codification of everything
558.
discussed.
Got it.
8656. Yeah, now it's going to ask you to put in a passcode. And that number is 295-583. Yeah. Now, just in case it asks you for a meeting ID number, I'm going to give that to you as well. Meeting ID number is 856-1094. Six nine five three. Yes, sir. Yes. All right. Okay. Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you want to dial in, though, no, we'll wait on you to get in. All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye. We'll see.
Lisa, if Wingert, if you can hear me, it looks like something's partially blocking your camera.
And you're muted.
All right. Hold on. I'll pull it out.
Well, just. Oh, it's your cover.
Yes. You no, know, it's
I'm sorry. I didn't know if maybe it was.
No, it's a new case. And that's the only thing the review said. You can't see the camera very well. But what do you expect? It's made in China.
You have a sweater on. You're not in Florida.
No, I got back yesterday. I'm home. Oh,
just in time for the snow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which I hate.
It looks like Victoria is joining us instead of Steve. Is that what?
Steve will be here as well. Or I believe Steve will be here as well. So I'm not covering. I'm just here to sit in. He thought whatever you guys are discussing tonight would be something that I should be learning about.
I just got a text from Steve. My computer is freezing up. We'll be on shortly. By my count, we have a forum. Is that correct?
Yeah, hold on a second. I forgot to text Mr. Inch.
And I heard you talking, but I don't recognize the phone number at the bottom.
That is Mr. Gwilt.
I'm sorry, say again?
Mr. Gwilt, the Spring Garden alternate.
Okay. All right, so we have a quorum. We will get started. Attorney Havas will be joining us shortly. I'd like to call to order the December meeting of the York Area United Fire and Rescue. We will not, because of the virtual nature of the meeting, we will not be doing a pledge for this evening. Sorry, I got my screens are out of whack here. Do you have the announcement of executive session? We did have an executive session after last month's meeting to discuss labor negotiations. And Chief, I believe you'd like to have a brief one this evening.
Yeah, very brief.
Also for an update on ongoing labor negotiations.
Correct.
Communications from citizens. This is an opportunity for citizens to speak to the board on anything not otherwise on the agenda. Hearing none, we'll move on to management reports. Chief Huff, I'm going to ask you to go first while Attorney Havas logs in.
Okay. I would add to the report, actually, in lieu of Steve being here, we did get an email from him regarding Spring Garden dealing with the Wellspan property. Wellspan is willing to sell that to Spring Garden Township for the purposes of a fire station. And they've put together an offer of price and actually what they would additionally be willing to donate to Spring Garden Township at no cost. So that is in the hands of Solicitor Havas and Spring Garden Commission President Rooney and the manager to continue the negotiations, but it does look very favorable for acquiring that property. I don't know if Mr. Rooney wants to add anything to that topic or not.
No, we can talk in executive session more. I guess most info is out on the table. It's been put out, but I expect we're going to proceed, and I'm hopefully tomorrow night, because we're having a special meeting, we can do it in executive session to give official direction for our Solicitor Havas.
And then the other thing to add would be that since you received your fire chief's report at the end of last week, we've been notified by PA Fire Recovery Services of an additional $1,100 being received on our behalf. So we look forward to those checks as well.
And the flow of those transactions, do they give up after the third notification?
They will in our case, because we've asked them that they not communicate with our citizens. Whereas a lot of the other services that they're billing for, they would not just bill, they would not just invoice the insurance company. If they did, they would also include the insurance, the covered individual. We've asked them not to do that unless it's a commercial carrier, since we're only doing motor vehicle accidents.
Okay. Yes, and thank you for it. That's a very good breakdown. I did want to draw the board's attention to the bottom of the chief's report. He gave a nice, item Roman numeral 13 accreditation, item E. He's laid out a very good long-term timeline for accreditation and a good explanation of what goes into it. If all goes as planned, we will be accredited within 4 years. Is that correct, by the 2024?
That is the goal. We are able to extend one or two of those periods if need be, but our goal is to stay on track with what I've laid out there.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you and the department for pursuing this. This is a really a high honor and a good self-assessment tool. Any questions for the chief? Okay. Hearing none. Again, we'll still wait for Solicitor Havas. Accounts payable in your packet this evening were the accounts payable. Any questions or comments on the payables? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve them as submitted.
So moved.
Second.
Dean, I believe that was Mr. Dvoriak and Mr. Worcester.
Okay, good night, honey.
Jean,
that's all I know. I didn't know anymore.
Jean, if you could unmute and call the roll call vote.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Dan Rooney?
Yes.
Mr. Worcester?
Aye.
Mr. Dvoriak?
Yes.
And Mrs. Wingert?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carried.
And is Mr. Gwilt a voting member? Did you call him?
I apologize.
He's on there. He's muted currently.
He's muted?
Yes.
Can you tell him can he hear you, Chief Hoff?
I'm clicking ask to unmute, but since he's phoned in, I don't know how to I don't know how to unmute him. There he is.
There he is.
How's that?
There you go, Mr. Gwilt. Thank you.
Mr. Gwilt, would you like to vote on the approval of the payable listing of November 30?
Yes, I do, and I'll accept them.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have no bids, proposals, or contracts to act on. Communications from commissioners. Anything that the commissioners would like to add or comment on this evening?
I just want to take a brief comment. I think I said something to Chief Hoff. There's my video. I bumped my video. Sorry. We had a house fire call in the next block up from me. Was that 2 weeks ago? Can't remember.
Yeah.
And I just want to say I'm appreciative that one of the residents said, well, why do we have five engines coming? Because it was a nothing burger, and it ended up not panning out to anything. It was a grill that caught on fire, apparently, or something. So I'm just thankful that our policy says that, yeah, you do come out because you don't know what you're going to be up against until you get there. And I tried to explain that to the citizen, the neighbor. But I'm appreciative that we do follow that because, you know, if it was worse, it would have been they would have been on top of it. So just want to acknowledge you guys for that work.
Appreciate that.
That's all.
Attorney Havas, do you have a stable connection?
I hope I do. Oh, my gosh.
We moved down the agenda, but we skipped over your report. I was planning on going over the pension payables as an added item under resolutions and agreements. So, but going back to your solicitor's report, is there anything, and you've already been complimented for the work you did on the Wellspan property. Yep. Steve, we just lost you. Crap.
Must be the house.
I'm glad I moved out. Well, we do need Steve at some point. So I'm going to continue on to item 8, committee reports, volunteer committee.
Paul Grubbs emailed me last evening. He is actually in an online training session this evening and wasn't able to join, but he had nothing to update anybody on.
It looks like a different device, Steve. You're a little bit more confident?
Because Steve there, I see his iPhone, but I don't see
here for a moment.
Audio.
So I'm going to proceed to the next item. If you wouldn't mind moving down to item 10, approval of minutes. In your packet this evening, you got our draft minutes for last month's meeting. Any comments or questions on Gene's penmanship?
This is George. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the November 17th, 2020 meeting.
Thank you.
This is Lisa. I'll make a motion second that motion.
Thank you. Gene, if you would call for the roll call vote, please.
Okay. Chairman Hunt.
Yes.
Mr. Wooney.
Yes.
Mr. Worcester.
Aye.
Mr. Dvoriak.
Yes.
Ms. Wingert.
Aye.
And Mr. Gwilt.
Yes.
Thank you. The motion is carried.
Thank you. Chief, would you like to give us an overview of the SCBA presentation?
Sure. I included the executive summary that the officers put together. In a nutshell, we had three vendors, all of them very reputable, that provided us equipment to try on. We did two stages. Obviously, one was the proposals they put forth, but the first was an extensive try-on period where a number of our people got to wear the SCBA in training scenarios. At the end of the day, all three fell within their prices, fell within the confines of the grant award that we received. But as you see there, only one met the specifications listed in our RFP, and that was the Scott Free MSCBA. They hit the mark on pretty much everything we were asking. The other manufacturers, the other vendors did provide options, but for the life of the breathing apparatus, committee feels that the Scott 3M package, although it might initially be the highest, it also provides us over the long term the lowest cost of ownership of any of the brands that we checked out. We had the discussion with our grant writer, which is Battalion Chief Scott Rhino, because of his experience with not only writing the grants but administering them, and he is more than satisfied that we've done our due diligence, and this grant does not require a lowest bid. As long as we can explain why it wasn't the lowest bid, he's 100% comfortable that we check all the boxes there. So I actually did not participate in any of the trial use. 83% of our firefighters felt that this particular brand was preferred over the other two manufacturers. So I'm suggesting to the commission that we go with the recommendation that the committee put forth. Even though it's not a requirement of the grant to get commission approval for this purchase, I wanted to make sure that we were transparent. I wanted to make sure that when we do our grant closeout paperwork, we can say matter-of-factly that this was a purchase that was supported from the top to the bottom of the organization. So that's why I'm asking for approval by the commission this evening.
Excellent.
And I would like to add, since I see that there's somebody from the union signed into the meeting, and that's great. I would like to add, guys, no matter what happens here tonight, how about you let me put the announcement out instead of being blitzed onto social media right away? I'd appreciate that.
Chief Huff, it's Les Rhodes logged in.
I figured it was you, Les.
That's fine. It's all on you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for doing the due diligence.
Chief, how many vendors did the committee look at as part of evaluating the equipment?
We looked at three vendors, the three that service our area. Okay. Fire service equipment is, for the most part, territorial. The only vendor that we received a quote from that is not actually territorial is Scott 3M. We could have gotten a vendor from even out of state to bid on that manufacturer, but we went with all the local vendors. And like I said, we pretty much hit the three that are used in this area. And one of the reasons that we limited it, well, I shouldn't say we limited it. Those are the three that picked up the RFPs once they were advertised.
Okay. So these were the only three that responded then.
They were the only three that picked up the RFP packets. They were the only three that responded. And I'll add that in the emergency services, one of the things that we're always worried about is interoperability with the other people that respond. All three of them did provide that capability.
Okay. I don't necessarily need to know the price points of the other two bids, but what was the price differential between the 401-870 that you're recommending and the second highest bid?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I have that right in front of me.
The last paragraph, Charles, gives you kind of enough information. I think if I'm doing the word problem right, if you take 37,000 off the 401,000, that puts it
in second place.
So that's what I was trying to get at. Was that 37,000 just the delta between first and second?
Well, no, the way it's written, if they change what they're buying, the Scott 3M package goes down 37.5,
and it puts it second highest.
Comes in second highest. So that means that at 401,870, the next highest bid is probably at the 390, 380 range.
That's what I would guess. But like I said, I don't have the full report in front of me right now.
Okay. And so the committee really thinks that the additional value, additional cost is borne out in value.
Correct. Because I mean, just in the, I don't know if you can see my cursor here. The warranty, as long as you own it, the next closest warranty only covered four major components of the SCBA. This is the total warranty on the SCBA for the life, for as long as we own it, the life of the pack. The 30-year life SCBA cylinder, they are the only ones that offer that. That alone would, if we were to have to replace those cylinders at the 15-year mark, that by that point, that 37.5 is today's price. That's not even down the road. So
future yeah, price.
I really think this is the best overall deal for the department. And
Chief, if I remember from our training exercises, there's the part on your head,
the mask, the
tank on your back, and then there's the connection between the tank and the mask. There's three main components.
Yeah, well, you have the mask, you have the regulator, you have the backpack harness, and you have the cylinder. Okay, and then you also have the integrated pass device, the personal alert system for low air and when somebody gets in trouble. And there's additional components that can be quite costly that are added onto the backpack harness. You have a pressure reducer valve and things of that sort. And like I said,
this package is the face mask and the connection back to the tank and the tank.
It's the backpack, the cylinder, the okay. connection, the mask, the regulator, and a spare cylinder.
Holy crap. Okay.
And again, you said that we have grant funding for this.
Correct.
And enough to cover this 401-870.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What form of action would you like? A resolution to move forward with the purchase? Is that what would best
fit? I'm satisfied with just a motion, second, and vote that we can include in the minutes and we can provide.
Yeah.
Yeah, the motion would be fine for that.
Okay, if there's any more discussion, I would welcome it, or I can entertain a motion to either proceed or not proceed with the purchase as recommended by the firefighters.
This is Lisa. I'll make a motion that we approve the Scott 3M SCBA packs for a total of $401,870.
Very good.
I'll second that.
And who was that, please?
John Inch.
Great. Thank you. Gene, call for the roll call vote, please.
I will. I need to add Mr. Inch to the list. Okay. Mr. Hunt.
Yes.
Mr. Rooney.
Yes.
Mr. Worcester.
Aye.
Mr. Dvoriak.
Yes.
Ms. Wingert.
Aye.
Mr. Gwilt.
Aye.
And Mr. Inch.
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Thank you all. And Chief, when this is a 90-10 grant match, is that correct?
Correct.
When is the offer's 10% due? Is that 2020 business or 2021?
No, our intention was, if you remember back a couple months when we got the grant award, we did the budget amendment with each of the townships that they approved to cover what we didn't have in capital reserve. So the amount for our 10% is already already there. Our intent would be to use that as a down payment when we place the order.
Fantastic. And then the grant portion is direct payment from the government to the vendor.
We can do it that way, I believe, or it would just be a pass through us. But when the equipment comes in, we would request that FEMA release the funds. And I do believe there's still a mechanism that they can pay the vendor directly. Worst case scenario, they deposit it with us and we cut the check.
Well, obviously, it would be helpful to us to hold that cash for a little bit, but whatever's appropriate. Well done. And well done to all the captains and firefighters that put the legwork into the research.
Thank you very much.
Steve, if you have a stable connection, we'd like to roll back and hear your report for the month.
I can't guarantee I have a stable connection. I'm on my phone at this point in time. So hopefully, for some reason, you were leading up to this great compliment of something about, you know, and then boom, it just went out.
Sure. So I apologize for that. I think you heard the whole thing. You just want to hear it again.
I did not, unfortunately.
We were just before you got on, we were talking about the good work you've done with WellSpan in shepherding that potential real estate purchase through for Spring Garden Township.
Yeah, that would be one that I would comment on that. So I think we've gotten it to a point where we can present something to the Spring Garden Township Board of Commissioners for their review. So I feel really good about the proposal. So we'll see what the board has to say. And I think if, in fact, we have a meeting tomorrow, that may be brought up at that point. So that's great news. And I think the other item, the pension item you noted, is later in the agenda. So I'll just wait until then.
Anything else on your report, Steve?
Not at this time.
Any questions for the solicitor from the board? Okay, I'm going to ask the board's indulgence on this. We did have an item that was not in your packet. Solicitor Havas was able to put together the resolution for us to adopt the amended investment policy. And I, I, as I said, I'm going to ask for the board's indulgence. I know you have not seen this and read it. The chief has it up on our shared screen right now. I am trusting Charles and Solicitor Havas that this resolution encompasses all of the verbal directions we gave them last month.
So the resolution in and of itself is merely a reflection of or a reiteration of the pension plan document that reflects the fact that it's the employer that has the right to establish the funding policy. And if you recall, I think Charles and his committee at last month's pension plan, a pension meeting, went through their recommendations for the amendment to the funding policy. And it's that funding policy, he had a redline version of it, that is the attachment to the resolution, but that's what will be provided to our investment advisors to follow in the future.
Yeah, I concur with that. If you read it carefully, I think it's a final whereas the commission hereby desires to accept that recommendations of that pension board, a meeting in which we all were in attendance, I believe, except our, we welcome the alternate here tonight from Spring Garden Township. But at that last pension board, we did document certainly the policy changes as outlined in the redline version, as well as the proposed version. I think this covers that. So again, we did talk about this at the pension board with the action that we did need to take an action here in December in order to essentially communicate that to our investment advisors. And hence, you know, I caught this and we needed to bring this forward tonight.
Right. And Charles, you're right that to the extent that the plan indicates that that it is the employer's obligation to notify in writing our investment advisor as to that policy. So that's what we would be doing in this case as well.
Steve, is there any hard link between this resolution and the actual policy statement? Is there a revision date on the policy statement or is it?
Well, if you recall that what was provided last month was a redline version of that policy, and that's what Charles had worked up based on the prior investment policy. So I would say that when you say what is the date of its revision, it would be as of today, the adoption of the resolution.
I concur with that.
So just for my simple brain, if somebody finds an investment policy in a drawer in chief's desk after he retires, how do they know that policy was adopted by this resolution? Is there a date on that policy or?
Well, they're going to have to go to the resolution and see what was attached to the resolution. And that's what the administrative step is, that we need to attach that amended policy to that. And so it's not what's in the desk. It's what's attached to the resolution.
Got it. Thank you.
And that, Julie, will be what is communicated also to the financial advisor.
Right.
And, well, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds. Thank you for getting this out to us, Steve. Is the board comfortable moving forward with not having this document in their hand? Are they comfortable with this presentation?
This is George. I'm comfortable with it.
Okay.
This is Lisa. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
This is Dan. I'm okay. I have no problem.
Very good. Well, thank you for being flexible on this. Hearing that, I would entertain a motion from the board to adopt this resolution as presented.
Mr. Chairman, I move for adoption of this resolution as presented. Alas, I am missing a final resolution number.
We don't do a lot of them, so it can't be double digits. Steve, you happen to know what, or Chief?
I do not. What I would say is that that Lisa, who I think is the keeper of the resolution, assign the appropriate next consecutive number to this resolution and inform the board at the January meeting as to the specific number that was provided.
So this is officially N plus one.
Yeah, there you go.
It would actually be resolution number 2020-02.
Oh, only the second resolution this year. All right, thank you, Lisa. Mr. Chairman, I move for adoption of resolution number 2020-02, a resolution of the York Area United Fire and Rescue Commission amending the investment funding policy for the York Area United Fire and Rescue Union defined benefit pension plan.
This is George.
I'll second that.
Whoop. Dan, you should have let George do it. Those guys did all the work.
Well, if he wants the credit, George can have it.
All right. Ready for the vote?
We are if you are.
Okay. Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes.
Mr. Worcester?
Aye.
Mr. Dvoriak?
Yes.
Ms. Wingert?
Aye.
Mr. Gwilt?
Aye.
And Mr. Inch?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Very good. Again, thank you to the subcommittee that did all the research on this. Chief, will you take care of notifying the union of these changes?
Les Rhodes, who was part of the committee, was here, but I will make sure that it's official.
Very good. Now, on to more important things. Did you, in your packet this evening, you have seen the proposed holiday schedule for 2021? And it seems pretty conventional. There's no, other than the day after Independence Day. What? So are there any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve them as submitted.
This is Lisa. I'll make a motion that we approve the holidays as submitted by the chief.
I'll second that, Mr. Rooney.
Okay.
Jean, proceed if you're ready.
Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes.
Mr. Worcester?
Aye.
Mr. Dvoriak?
Yes.
Mrs. Wingert?
Aye.
Mr. Gwilt?
Yes.
And Mr. Inch?
Yes.
The motion is carried.
Next on the agenda is our proposed meeting schedule to be advertised. Follows the same pattern that we've been following, the third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. There's nothing set in stone in this. This is our opportunity if we want to adjust the time or the pattern. We can do it. I'm not sure I see a need for it, but this is the time to do it. Any comments on the time or pattern? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the dates for advertisement.
Anybody? I'll make a motion to approve the dates for advertisement listed.
This is Charles. Mr. Rooney.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes.
Mr. Worcester?
Aye.
Mr. Dvoriak?
Yes.
Mrs. Wingert?
Aye.
Mr. Gwilt?
Aye.
Mr. Inch?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
And one more extremely controversial item, the proposed fire pension meeting schedule. And these are quarterly meetings, a half hour before our traditional meetings. These will be advertised or need to be advertised also as public meetings.
This is George. I'll move to approve advertising the 2021 fire pension meeting schedule as submitted.
Thank you.
Second from Mr. Worcester.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Worcester?
Aye.
Mr. Dvorak?
Yes.
Mrs. Wingert?
Aye.
Mr. Gwilt?
Aye.
And Mr. Inch?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Excellent. Board members, the chief would like to have a brief executive session to discuss some labor issues. But other than board members, I'd like to adjourn this meeting and thank you all for attending.
Mr. Hunt?
Yes?
If it would please the board, instead of wasting the time of logging out and logging back in, we could just remove the other attendees and have the discussion here.
Okay.
If that suits everybody.
Yeah. If you feel comfortable with that, controlling that, yes, that's ideal.
Or do.
Okay. I'm gone.
Thank you, Jean.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Lori.
I'm gone.
And Victoria, I know you're legally binding here, but technically are you a private citizen?
No, I'm here basically observing. Steve told me that whatever was going on at this meeting was something that would be of use for me to.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Also, I asked her to sit in so she keeps abreast of what's going on.
Sounds great. We lost Mr. Inch and Mr. Gwilt. Oh, no, we didn't lose Mr. Gwilt.
Gwilt's still here. No, Mr. Inch is still here, too.
Oh, there he is. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're there.
All the squares jumbled around. I lost track of who left.
hold on one second here.